Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to share some fun stuff with you. And as much fun as it is, there's actually some learning behind it. There's something you can learn behind it, put it that way. And I'll start the story with the fact that yesterday was a very productive day for me. I did a lot of things. You know, you get up and you put down, you get up in the morning and you have a list of things you want to get done, and you attack that list, right? And I attacked the list. Now, remember, life is not about a list. Life is not about the number of things you get done in the day. It's about the quality of things you get done in a day. And life is not about money. It's about the quality of life you have with the money. So as I attack these things, I'm going a very productive day after day after day. Moment after moment after moment, when on my checklist, getting things done. At the same time, my wife's out there getting her checklist done. And, of course, we're both running and gunning because it's becoming Christmas time. And so we've got all the stuff we want to get done before the family comes in, right? And as we're going through this day and checking things off and going through and seeing what it was that was important on the checklist, we've got them done, some interesting things happened. One of the interesting things that happened, I want to go down this road first, was that she called me up and said, I have it. I finally got it. It's something she's wanted her entire life, and she finally bought it. And I actually got a little sad because I was like, come on now. You can't buy that. Our house is filled with games and toys. And what she had bought was a Miss Pac-Man game that had like 50 games on it. I don't even know all the games are. You know, I'll just give you a few. It's Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, and Galactica, which are the three biggest ones I know of. And she bought this thing. And at first I was a little irritated. Like, where are we going to put that thing? My gosh, another game. You know, we have air hockey. We have a gun simulator room. We have a pool table and a pool room. Just another game. At first I thought, oh my gosh, just another game, take up more space, blah, blah, blah. We have a music room where our grandchild likes to play piano and guitar and sing and dance and whole, got all these things, right? And I was like, okay, it's just another thing that we have to move around, clean under, blah, blah, blah. But she brought this thing home and we set it up and it was a blast. I mean, my gosh, it was incredibly fun. And we played until like 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's just, you wouldn't believe how addictive this kind of a game is. Maybe you would. That's why they put them in bars. People just keep shoving those quarters in them and going, 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 and drinking and drinking and drinking. We did both. They didn't need the quarters, but we had the drinks. And what I thought was rather interesting about the game, what I want to share with you today, is that games mimic life. They really do. If you're just wide-eyed enough to open your eyes and understand what it's mimicking. And I don't think most people do. I think most people just play games. So what happened in this game is that when we started out, my wife was killing me. This is her favorite game in life, and she was just killing me. And she had a plan. And she was mad whenever I didn't follow her plan. That's what's funny about it. She kept telling me, you do this, you did that. And I'm not going to tell you the plan. I don't want to take the fun away from the game. I don't even want to let her know what the secret is. But she had a plan. And her plan, she kept following it. And when I didn't follow her plan, she thought that I was wrong. That's the funny thing about life. When you have people in your life that have a plan, I'm going to be a blue-collar worker. I'm going to be a white-collar worker. I'm going to have this kind of job, that kind of job. I'm going to get a college degree. I'm not going to get a college degree. They have a plan about life. And they follow that plan. They follow it for their whole life. And they won't change. And she wouldn't change her plan. So what happened was she was good in the beginning with her plan because she's had the same plan her whole life. It's the way she played the game. And she played much better than I did. But as I went along, I figured out what the real game plan was that would win the game. And so all of a sudden, I'm doubling her scores and tripling her scores and setting records. The machine records are all mine now because I figured out the game plan. Now, normally, Del Walmsley, what does Del Walmsley do? Del Walmsley likes to teach. I would get up there and teach her how to play. But this time I said, you know what, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to watch her play her plan and let her lose and lose and lose and lose again, 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 and I'm going to set records. Now, what's interesting is I got better and better and better as I mastered my plan. But then, as I got drunk, my skill set went away. I lost my skill set. So I'm thinking about people who have mastered their plan, and they're thinking, all right, I'm doing pretty good in this world. And then all of a sudden you get older. You get drunker. And I'm saying drunk is a metaphor for older. And you lose your dexterity. You lose your mental acuity. You become less than you were when you were younger. When your plan worked really well, but your plan doesn't work as well anymore because you've lost that mental dexterity. You've lost that physical dexterity. You're just older, more worn out. And that's what's happened. You watched us play as the night went on. We both got bad. We got worse and worse and worse. The more we drank, the worse we got. It's funny because you're sitting there going, I know I shouldn't have made that move. I know that was stupid. But you can't stop yourself because you've lost the skills. You've lost the crispness. And I think so many people in life have lost that. When you get old, tired, maybe get old and fat, maybe get old and skinny, maybe get old and just worn out. When you get old, you lose that aggressiveness, that will to win. But what's interesting is, if you have the right plan, you still win. And I watched myself deviate from my plan because I got old and I got bored and winning became boring. So I tried new plans. I tried to reinvent the wheel. How many of you tried to reinvent the wheel and went out there and bought something, did something, invested in something just to see if I could do something different? And didn't work. You lost it. Lost your money, lost your time, lost your investment. And then you realize hacking away at things, just experimenting doesn't work. There has to be a plan. And that's what happens when people come to Lifestyles Unlimited. They learn a plan that was thought out not when we were drunk, not when we were down on our luck, but at our peak, our prime. It was reinvented every time another person hit their prime and carried on through primism. What is primism? That's when one person after the next, after the next, after the next wins. What do I mean by that? Well, I used to talk jokingly about the Houston Texans all the time, about their coach, Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien believed that NFL was a 50-50 football league. What does that mean? 50-50 football league means he believed that it was designed where you couldn't win more than 50% of your games. If you won more than 50% of your games, you were a hero. You were a superstar. You were a stud. I used to laugh and jeer and beat him up for years. He was here. He was the easiest person for me to beat up in the world every time we had a seminar. Finally, they fired his ass. Why? Because he's a 50-50 football player. 9-7, I called him. 9-7, 9-7, 9-7. He was heroically known as a 9-7 coach. And yet, 9-7 coaching, what does it do for you? Did nothing. They never won anything. They won a part of, I guess, their division or whatever. They won their division. They never won anything big. because small people take small wins and enjoy them. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Del Walmsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm talking about the game of life and been parroting my last night experience with my wife. She brought in a new game called Miss Pac-Man, but it was Miss Pac-Man, Pac-Man, Battlestar Galactica, I'm sorry, I can't even say it, and about 20 other games, and I finally made her just hone down to a game that I even actually knew what it was, which is Miss Pac-Man, and we played this game over and over and over again. And what was interesting about the thing was, and in fact, she just came in here and bitched at me about saying that she had won a couple games. She did towards the end where we were both drunk and we were both doing stupid things. She won a few games, but the bottom line is that the record is still way, way, way out of reach for her. Now, here's what's interesting. When we shoot guns in our simulator, she has a better approach than I do. And so there's these things that go around circles and move, and you got to hit these things. And my approach was wrong, and her approach was right, and she was just knocking these things down, boom, 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 boom. And her records were just blowing me away. I had to watch her to figure out what she did to be able to win. Now, what's interesting is she wasn't watching me to figure out what I did to win. Now, she just told me, she goes, I want a rematch. Tonight, we're going to rematch. That's great, because what I'm trying to get to, guys, is if you want to know how to do something, watch somebody who does it right and copy them. You can go and play and play and experiment and practice and do whatever you want 1,000 times. But as Vince Lombardi said, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So if you're practicing your game, your theory in life, and your theory is weak, then you're going to be very good at being weak. It just isn't going to get you there. It won't get you there no matter what you think. So an example. In the last 2 months, I purchased 3 new businesses. Each one of them going to make me about $10,000 a month. So I'm adding 30 grand a month. One of the businesses, something went wrong. The guy didn't disclose something until the very end that was very important, very relevant. And so I bopped out of the game. I backed out. And, of course, I got my due diligence money back. I got my earnest money back, but because it was still within feasibility period. So I only have 2 now. But I'm looking, and I'm sitting here, and because I'm not in a hurry, I'm not necessarily needing to earn another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 more than what I already earned. I have the ability to take the time and follow my goals, follow my plan. So they brought a deal to me the other day, and I said, look, this deal, it's okay, but it's the wrong price. And I said, do you realize X, Y, and Z? And I don't want to go into my theory and thinking over the radio because it's not going to work for you. It works for me. And I said, that's just not the right price. And he said, well, why don't we make an offer at the right price? I said, okay, go ahead and make it. So when I got back in, there was a offer letter in my email. Then I signed it and sent it out. And I looked at that offer letter. I go, man, I just rerun the numbers. I'm sorry, reran the numbers with the new price. And the deal was incredible. It's interesting how with 30 years of doing real estate, my understanding of the numbers and the variance of the profitability based on where you start in the game, the price, how much difference it makes. And I sat there and redid the numbers, and actually my wife was laughing at me because she was coming home with her new game. And I was sitting here doing numbers. What are you doing? I go, I'm doing the numbers on a new deal that might make us even more rich. Whew. Another $21,000 a month. And you go like, so what does a little game cost? What does a little car cost? What does anything cost? When you pick up two businesses that are 10 grand a month each and another one's 20 grand a month, that's another 40 grand. Now, wait, understand this. This isn't my business. Any of my 11 businesses or 13 businesses I already own, this is three new ones. So it adds another $40,000 a month to my income. Now, I'm not telling you that to impress you because you're not going to go out on day one, unless you have a lot of money like I do, and buy businesses. You're going to buy houses. You're going to buy small apartments. And you're going to do more for your personal income than you've ever done in your entire life. You're going to double or triple your passive income, maybe 10 times your passive income, because most people have no passive income at all. You got a savings account that makes you $3 a frickin' month. No money at all. Nothing. You got a stock plan that doesn't earn you anything. It doesn't pay any money. There's no checks in the mail. I'm getting checks in the mail the other day from all these other apartment complexes I own with other people where I used to be the lead investor in most stuff I did. Now I'm passive because I don't want to work anymore. So I'm giving my money to other people and they're doing go out and make money. And I'm getting checks and checks and checks and checks. It's an amazing thing to get checks passively. That's the way I set up my business now. I want other people to do the work. I'll just put in the money. But you have to pick your business. You have to pick what you're going to invest in. And so the checks come in the mail. And I thought to myself, man, I put it on my to-do list. Let me take this check down to the bank and deposit it. Tough work. But I did it. So that's my plan. Your plan is to go out there and wholesale and flip stuff and do work and do stuff to make a buck. Your plan is to go work more, harder, get a better job, go back to school and get a better degree, go back and do more, 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 better, 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 more, 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 better, 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 and end up with just really a disgustingly busy life. I don't want to be busy, right? I just bought myself a new toy. I won't tell you what it is. It's a gun. And it's an incredible gun where I can shoot targets hundreds and hundreds of yards away. It's beautiful. Now what am I learning to do? I'm learning to shoot targets hundreds and hundreds of yards away. Got my scope, put it on there, zoomed it in, sighted it in, I guess is the right way to say it, sighted it in. And I'm just amazed at how, my gosh, you can, normal person, shoot something 200, 300, 400, 500 yards away and hit it. Hit it right in the target. I bet that's you thinking, how can you make a new business $10,000 and $20,000 a month, Dell? How can you do three of them in 2 months? How can you do that? Well, because I have a better Pac-Man plan than you do. A better Miss Pac-Man plan than you do. By the way, we probably need to play Galactica, Battlestar Galactica, because I don't have a good plan for that. But I'm sure there's one there, too. What I do when I play games is I don't play them just to play. I play them to master, to figure out how to win every time. Once you figure out in life how to win, Winning is easy. And I'm telling you, if you want to learn how to win financially, you need to get down to Lifestyles Unlimited. Take a short break. Be right back with Lifestyle with Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I'm talking about the game of life. And it came to me playing these games last night that there is in life a plan, there's a theory, there's an approach to things. And that approach is what ends up dictating the end result. Now, like I said, as we got drunker and drunker, the skill sets went away. And then even with a good plan, you can't win. So some people have very exaggerated good skill sets. And so they're able to take even a bad plan and take it further and further and further just because they're good. My wife kept laughing. She goes, I'm really good. She goes, like, you're Houdini. I can get away from and stay away from these guys on this little Pac-Man thing forever just because I know a few of the tricks about how to get away and how to beat them. You know, there's tricks to this game, whether you realize it or not. Most people don't know that. In almost every game, there's tricks. I found that out when I first started playing a game called Doom. I used to play it with one of my workers in my company, and he'd kill me over and over and over again with this game because he knew it. He played it all the time. He was a game player. I was not a gamer. He was a gamer. And finally, I got so irritated by it, I bought a book on the tricks to how to play the game. That's the kind of person I am, right? I'm going to buy a book, or I'm going to go on YouTube, or I'm going to go somewhere and find the secrets necessary to win the game. And at that point, then I was able to keep up with him. I don't think I ever beat him. I might have beat him, but I don't think I was that good because I just wasn't a gamer. He was a gamer by nature. He played it and practiced it all the time. But at least once I figured out what the heck the game pieces did, and I figured out the strategy by reading this book, I was able to keep up. Now, remember, I'm going to take you back when I was a kid. My dad used to hoard over me all the time that he could beat me in chess. A grown man playing chess, it's like playing golf. It's like anything else old men do. It's something you can do to terrorize other people, right? Because you play golf your whole life, and when you finally get a young kid going to try to play golf, you just kill him. When you play chess your whole life, and you get a young kid, you just kill him. And I remember I could never beat my dad in chess. And I used to think he was so brilliant. I mean, just brilliant to be able to play chess. Chess is a hard game. So at one point, I just got frustrated. And what did I do? I went out and got a book. Actually, two or three. Got a book on opening moves, got a book on closing moves, got a book on, you know, the manipulation of the board and strategies. And I started reading these books. And what happened was, one day I played my dad and I killed him. And he thought it was luck. Let's do it again. I played him again. I killed him again. Now my level of thinking, my theory, my strategy was well above his and his skill set. And I just, from that point on, I beat him every game we ever played. And he stopped playing. He literally stopped playing chess with me. He wouldn't do it anymore because he couldn't beat me. And it bugged him. It bugged the crap out of him. And I'm going to tell you right now, it bugs the crap out of my family members that I'm rich as gajibers. Because I'm your blood, Del. I'm the same person you are. No, you're not. You're not the same person I am. you were some variant of what I would have been if I had not gone out and studied strategies of life. You never studied strategies of life. Your strategy was get drunk, party, find the person you're in love with, have sex, have kids, raise kids, and be poor. And that's the variant most people take. It's everybody in my family. Everybody in my family had that variant. Let's just be the best we can be without any skill sets of life at all. We'll have kids, make more kids, and so on and so on. And so my family and I don't get along at all. Either side, anywhere in my family. Because I financially made 100,000 times more than the top earner in my family. And so that just irritates them. And it shouldn't irritate them, but it irritates them. And do you think that they would listen? No, they won't. And this is the thing I came up with early in life, and I have one of my Dell-isms about it. And by the way, if you ever come in and see my office, there's Dell-isms on every wall. And what are they? The rules I live by. And one of the rules in life is Rule 1437B-7 in the Book of Life. What is that rule? The rule is no one will ever believe a thing you say once they've seen you without your clothes on. What does that mean? Familiarity breeds contempt. If someone knows you, they won't listen to you. So I can teach everybody in the world how to be rich. But I can't teach my family how to be rich. They won't listen because they know me. It's funny. I have one cousin that's twice removed or something. He actually joined the program. Why? Because he didn't know me until he was 40 years old and I was 60. So he goes, I don't know this guy. I'll go join up with him. But everybody else that knows me won't listen to me because it's little Dell. You remember when he was a little fat kid with the Coke bottle glasses and a flat top haircut? That's little Dell. Dell doesn't know anything. He's just a little fat kid. And that's still in their brain. And so they can't listen, so they have no money. Because they won't play the game under the same rules. So it all started with me talking about this Miss Pac-Man game she brought in. And it really reminded me that there is definitely a plan, a theory. Not rules. Rules is what I call them. But they're things. And, you know, like I was playing this Miss Pac-Man thing, and I learned a few rules as I was going along. Like, one of them is don't chase people into the tunnel when you're trying to bite them and eat them because they change in the tunnel. I had to learn that one. Now I don't chase things in the tunnel anymore. Why? Because they change when they're in the tunnel. Yes, there's a rule. They change when there's... What does that mean to you? It means investments change. You buy the stock market, looks good, boom, it's gone. Your money's gone. Rule one, never lose money. Speculation is your number one worst investment theory in life. If I get lucky, I can make a lot of money. Speculation. Buy low, sell high. Speculation, greater fool theory. Somebody out there is dumber than I am. If I buy this thing, somebody's going to be dumb enough to pay me more for it later on in life. I'm looking at investments. I don't ever look at what they're going to be. I always think I'm going to lose everything. But what can I earn today? Is it worth buying it today? Because in the future, I could lose it all. But I never worry about that because I always put in place rule one, never lose money. I set up every deal to where I won't lose money. Rule number two, there's got to be cash flow. Why buy an investment if it doesn't pay you any money? I don't get it. What do you do that for? What do you have a 401k for? What does it do for you? Do you like looking at that piece of paper and go, ooh, piece of paper, numbers, ooh. I prefer to have businesses that pay me money, checks in the mail. That's what I prefer, money. You prefer, ooh, numbers on a piece of paper. And you do that your entire life. You made wake up at 65 years old and realize that everything you've done in life was wrong financially is really a painful thing. But you do. That's what's going to happen. You're going to wake up at 65 and realize you just made a mess of your life. And I'm sitting here screaming at you. I have been screaming at you for 30 years. And you won't listen to me. Because, ooh, a piece of paper looks good. Right? No cash flow, no investment. It's gambling. If you're hoping that someday something will be worth more than it is today, that's speculation. It could go down the day before. It could go up every year for 30 years. And the day before you take it out, you could lose it all. Speculation. That's what you're living for. Guys buy real estate, and they speculate that it will go up in value. I don't. I buy real estate below what it's worth. Improve it, make it worth more. Or I buy real estate under the concept that it's not going to go up. I'm just going to live with whatever it ends up being. But I love the cash flow. And I won't lose it. So rule three, when we come back from the break, you'll get it. We'll take a short break, be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about playing the game of life, and I've gone through two rules. One is never lose money. Rule number, and I know that you think that's crazy because everything you've ever done with money, your financial planners all tell you, well, you have to diversify. Why do you have to diversify? You have to diversify because you don't know how much you're going to lose. And if you have lots of different places, then if one goes down, you only lose in one place. That's diversification. But the reality is that if you think about it, you could either earn 1%, 10%, 20%, 50%, 100%, or you can lose 1%. 10%, 20%, or 100%. And by putting $1 in each of those, you end up earning zero because you lose some, you gain some, you lose some, you gain some, and it all ends up being worth nothing. You get nowhere in life. And that's where you are. Financially, you're nowhere. Why is it that you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old and not retired and not rich? Because your plan doesn't work. It's like stepping up to the Miss Pac-Man game and just playing. First of all, when I sat down in the game, I go, like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do here. There's no theory. I watched my wife play it. She had a pretty good game going. She was beating me, but she had a theory and a way to play. But as I watched her play, I copied what worked. And then I realized she's not getting it. And when you do get it, then you'll get to rule three. Rule three is you don't get rich slow. No, 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 Dell. You don't get rich quick. No, 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 no. You don't get rich slow. You can work and earn and save and work and earn and save and work and earn and save. And let's do that 5, 10 more times. And you go, Dell, that's boring. Stop doing that. Then I'll say the same thing to you. Stop doing that. Work and earn and save and work and earn and save. It's not getting you anywhere. You're not getting rich. You don't have any idea what rich is because you'll never get there. And your system won't get you there and your beliefs won't get you there and you're stuck in work and earn and save. Pretty soon you get tired of work and earning save because you see it's not working. What do? You work, earn, spend. Worker and spend. Worker and spend. I've had people tell me, Del, I can't save money. Every time I save money, something goes wrong in life, and I have to use the money to pay for the stuff that goes wrong. So why even bother? I said, well, what do you do if you don't save money and something goes wrong? He goes, well, then I put it on a credit card and I pay for it over time. So they're back burning. They're back paying for things instead of front paying for things. But the reason work, earn, save doesn't work is not because it's work, earn, save isn't the right thing to do. You just forgot part of it. Work, earn, save, invest. Now you're not investing. You're saving. You're putting money into a 401k blindly. You're just putting it in there blindly. Close your eyes, guys, and tell me what you've done systematically and brilliantly to make your financial 401k go up in value. And or did you get any cash flow from it? The answer, rule one, or rule two is, no, you didn't get any cash flow. Rule one, did you possibly lose money? Yes, every once in a while that darn thing just goes down. So rule one, you failed. Rule two, you failed. Now rule three, do you have any control over making it go up in value? The answer is no, you don't. Rule three, you can't get rich slow. But you have no control over getting rich. You just put your money in a bucket. Let it sit there. Why? Why do you do that? Lazy? Stupid? Ignorant of what should be done? Why do you do that? I've been screaming at you for 30 years. And I'll go out this week and buy another business and make another $10,000 or $20,000 a month forever and ever and ever and ever. So you go from making $500 a month positive cash flow in one rent house. The guy had 17 rent houses. He's making $10,000 a month positive cash flow yesterday. He's gone up millions of dollars in value, right, on these 17 houses. Okay, that's fine. That's his approach. Other people bought apartments, and they made $1 million in a year. Took that money out, put it in another deal, and made another $1 million. And they do that for 10 years, and they have $10 million. Then other people take that money out and put in something larger, and they make $20 or $30 million. And they just keep going. Because you can't get rich slow. You have to grow. You have to grow your aggressiveness to get rich, to get really rich. You have to do bigger and bigger things to make more and more money. But you won't. Because why? Because you play your Miss Pac-Man to go after the dots. You're all about getting the dots. Wobble, 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 wobble. That's your life. You're chasing wobble, 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 wobble. You're chasing the dots. You're chasing life. Wobble, 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 wobble. That isn't going to win anything for you. Stop chasing the dots. Find a great investment and make a lot of money. Get rich. Right? That's what you're not doing. Rule three is you can't get rich slow. And I'm telling you, you can't win a game slow. You can't wobble, 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 wobble and win. That won't win the game for you. You have to go after the big numbers, the big ones. My wife kept going, you're aggressive, Dale. You're very aggressive. I can't believe you're that aggressive. Of course I am. That's why I win the big numbers, because I'm aggressive. Yet when we shoot guns, she's more aggressive than I am. I'm trying to hit the target and hit the bullseye. She's just trying to kill things. And she moves quickly, fast, boom, 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 boom. I'm going boom, 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 boom. Does that sound the same? Wabba, 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 wabba. Boom, 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 boom. Think of the pace. Think of the results. And think of this. What do you end up with? I'll tell you what you end up with. Not just money, but the quality of your lifestyle. Remember, my friends, we're not talking about all this stuff because you want some money in the bank. You want money in your hands. You want money to make your life change. You want the quality of life. It's not the money, my friends. It's the lifestyle. And that's what you've been dreaming of your entire life. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. listening to the Dell Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Dell Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Dell Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Dell Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Dell Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Dell Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.